Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. U.S. tariffs against Chinese products take effect today, and China is responding. Starting next week, China says it will implement a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S. Kevin Merritt is with Wedbush Securities.
The tariff policies would definitely be negative to aggregate GDP growth. They would result in a spike in inflation in the near term, or at least a step up in the price level, trigger retaliatory actions by some countries. You know, in the case of Canada specifically, they had some targeted areas to go after, such as U.S. bourbon, and really just the potential to muddy up an otherwise pretty constructive economic backdrop.
Tariffs against Mexico and Canada are on hold for 30 days. I'm Ed Donahue.